Well, first of all, let me say we do probably we cooperate more than people realize, and there in and that does result in two things. It results in savings of taxpayer dollars, and it results in improved service level. And I think those are the two keys. If we can save money and or improve service level, we should talk about it. And there's a lot of that that goes on day to day that people don't know about. I'm sure things that go on that Steve and I aren't even aware of between our different operating departments, but I think there, we can do a heck of a lot more of that. And we've had, again, Steve's only been around a short time, and we've had some general conversations about that, but I think over time we'll want to actually get into explore some very specific opportunities where we can work together and save money and improve service delivery. I think absolutely we can do more.
Steve?
Yeah, two examples that make sense that everybody knows about. One is the Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District, you know, Benward. It doesn't make any sense to have two sewer systems. We have one bus line, as you're well aware of, and one of the things that's coming out in the future, and I know we have some councilmen that are talking about that, is what we could do with 911. We have two 911 systems, which has gone through a number of different evolutions, and I think coming up in the future is a new system where we maybe have one system for the whole community, and that would be good for everyone.
So that means Bloomington might leave its own service and join Metcom?
No, what happens is there's a new system that's coming on called NetGen, the next generation of 911, which is coming on in a couple of years. And I think it may be possible that the whole community would move to that. So instead of each individual community moving towards its separate new system, if there's a new system that's coming on that could include everybody that's better, as we evolve to that, maybe the whole community can evolve to that. There's a lot of details on that left to be worked out and a lot of talking to be done on that, but that's an example of one of those things.
When you talk about systems, are you talking about the technology, or are you talking about the administrative level of the 911 service in the communities?
I think both.
Yeah, I think what Steve's referring to is both, but primarily technology. And I would call it less. And we have talked specifically about Metcom, and again, Steve wasn't around, and so there's been a learning curve for him on what is this all about. And again, a lot of water has gone under the bridge since the Metcom decision, but I think I would use the term merger more than them joining. I think they bring assets to the table.
Exactly.
We have assets. Maybe we figure out a way to merge in a new kind of an organization that is much more efficient and effective and probably save some money too. Why not? And as technology is changing, as some of these new systems will be implemented, maybe that's the time strategically to look at merging when we're both investing in new technology to make, first of all, darn sure we're investing in identical technology that works together and talks together. Initially when the city decided to move in a different direction, we had different radio systems. And that was not a good thing.
Right.
We could not communicate. Well, that's since been rectified. But I think there's a lot more we can do with emergency communication to work together to make the system a lot more efficient and more effective. And so we will – my guess is that's one of the areas that we'll continue to discuss pretty actively and seek ways to cooperate and collaborate much more effectively than we – have in the past.
Is there a timeline for that discussion regarding 911 service?
No. As Steve pointed out, there's new technologies emerging over the next couple of years, but I would say now's the time to start talking about that. So I would say we will probably engage in those conversations fairly soon. That's one where the county will certainly get involved and other agencies, but I think now's the time to begin discussing it.